Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
In next Sunday's Tribune, you will read about Mahjong. I will have written a story about Mahjong that will be available on Wednesday and then in print on Sunday. And the reason I am doing this is because Mahjong is sweeping, certainly Chicago, it's sweeping the country. And the person I am most eager to talk to about that is a charming young woman. I know this because I've seen her picture and we've talked on the phone. That's why I can call you a charming young woman. Alyssa Gross, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How did the, we're going to talk some business now. How did the photo shoot go this afternoon?
It went great. It was a lot of fun.
Good. We sent my great Tribune photographer to a... Describe what you would say. Was it a class today or a gathering or a party, Alyssa? What was going on today for my photographer?
Today was our league. So we do competitive leagues every few months. And this league is actually in its final weeks, and it's a gathering of Mahjong players who come together for a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon and compete for points. And at the end of the series, they win big prizes.
That's great. I'm going to ask you, I know, and I'm charmed. I didn't get a hard copy. I'm reading it online by your book, Play Mahjong, an all-levels guide to American Mahjong. It's really an enlightening book, though I may never wind up playing it. Tell me when you came to this, and it's not an ancient Chinese game, it's a relatively modern Chinese game. When did you first come to it?
Yeah, you're right. It's only a little over 150 years old, I would say. And I came to it during the pandemic when I think a lot of people turned to new games or new hobbies. And I discovered it when I was living in Dallas. It was very popular then and started to play with friends. And really, it became something I loved to play regularly on Sunday afternoons.
The social aspect, I'm not going to ask you in the time we have on the half hour to explain and tell me exactly how one plays. Is it... I barely know how to play Monopoly, for goodness sake. Is Mahjong, is it a complicated game, Alyssa Gross?
No, I hate to say it. It is fairly complicated. You don't hire an instructor to teach you Monopoly, but I would recommend you hire an instructor to teach you Mahjong. There is enough complexity that it is nice to have a guide to walk you through.
And you do that. I mean, you run the, and it's a wonderful website, the Mahjong Society, Mahjong spelled in this case, Mahjong, society.com. Are you kind of amazed, Alyssa, that it is spreading as virulently as it is? It's really captured. I mean, I talk about it with friends, and people will say, oh, yeah, I've been playing. My grandmother used to play. Does it astonish you? And you possibly don't just think this is a fad, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. But I also can say that it has astonished me. I mean, so my business, the Mahjong Society, we teach Mahjong and do lessons and events all around Chicago and the Midwest. And I never really started out to build a business like this,
right?
But I was just rising to meet the demand, and now we have 15 instructors. I have a director of operations. We have built this huge business. Last year alone, we taught nearly 3,000 people how to play Mahjong in Chicago.
Wow.
And I would never have been able to tell you that this was coming my way just even 3 years ago.
When did you first hear about it? Did you have relatives who played?
I did. So, you know, although Mahjong has its roots in China when it comes to its origination, it actually very quickly spread to other parts of the world after it was created in the late 1800s. And so there's Japanese Mahjong and Filipino Mahjong. And so American Mahjong is one that actually has really deep roots in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
And I'm half Jewish, and so the first time I heard about Mahjong growing up was my Jewish aunt would play, and I remember her going out to Mahjong with her friends, and they would have little gatherings regularly. It was a can't-miss appointment.
Well, I think my Jewish grandmother used to play, too, but it was not something... And one of the interesting things about your book, one of the many interesting things about your book called Play Mahjong, An All-Levels Guide to American Mahjong, is when this game first was created in 18th century China, men... A lot of men played it and gambled on it, as is a want of sometimes the Chinese. How did it make that transfer? Were there a lot of men at your event today, if any?
There were not. I believe there was one. But, you know, that question comes up a lot, is how did it become such a female-oriented game? And
mm-hmm.
when it first came to the U.S., it was actually brought by a man named Joseph Babcock, who brought it with a real industrious mind. He was not bringing it necessarily for the love of the game. He wanted to start a business selling Mahjong tiles. But as the game started to spread, there were a lot of different rules. People were playing by different rules. It was very word of mouth. And so it started to drop off in popularity because people weren't on a level playing field with each other when they were trying to go play with new friends.
Sure.
But as it kind of made its way from San Francisco over to the East Coast, it started being picked up by groups of Jewish women who were finding an opportunity to use it also as a philanthropy effort in raising money for their synagogue. So rather than gambling, they were raising money.
Huh.
And they decided, you know, there's a real opportunity here to standardize the rules. So they created what we now know of as American Mahjong. And it became something that the women would do together as a social activity, but it was considered to be legitimate leisure, in a sense, because they were also raising money. They weren't just being frivolous. They were raising money, doing good for their synagogues, their temples,
sure.
while also playing Mahjong. So that's where it started to kind of convert over to a very female-centric activity, which it still really is today.
Wow. And you have a wonderful little factoid, as you call it, a Maj memo. Mahjong first made its way to America in 1893 when a set was displayed at Chicago's World's Fair as part
yes.
of an exhibit about games around the world. I know a hell of a lot about that World's Fair, having studied it and written about it. I did not know that. Alyssa Gross, stay on the phone for a while, and we'll take a little commercial break, because I want to talk more about this, because I think, is this getting in the way at all of your day job?
You know, a little bit, but fortunately we have so many people that love Mahjong, I found a lot of help.
You're great. I can't wait to meet you face to face, but I won't be able to do that until I've written about this this phenomenon. Would you, not to get too much into semantics, would you classify this boom as a leisure time phenomenon or a sort of logical growth?
You know, it definitely, there's a mixture of both. However, I think that it kind of coincides with some of the other trends we're seeing lately of people really seeking out opportunity to gather together in something that's not work, it's not home. You know, the trendy term now is third spaces. And opportunity for people to do something that's outside of a screen, it's outside of work, and we're really seeking that opportunity. So whether you're joining a pickleball league or you're going to play beach volleyball as the weather warms up.
Good point.
Or you're coming to play Mahjong, I think it's very much speaking to what people really need right now.
I'm all for people getting together and not communicating in the icy method of telephones. We will be back momentarily in a couple of minutes with Alyssa Gross, who is, among many things, is there another book in you, Alyssa? Because I love this book. I think this is a very well-written, fun book, Play Mahjong.
Well, Thank you. I appreciate that. I do have something in the work with my works with my publisher, so keep an eye out.
Fantastic. You bet I will.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Thumbing through on my iPad, the fascinating book written by Alyssa Gross that is titled Play Mahjong, An All Levels Guide to American Mahjong. She runs the Mahjong Society, and Mahjong in this case is spelled M-A-H-J-O-N-G, themahjongsociety.com. Alyssa, is there any, it does not seem to me to be and I've done some research beyond just talking to you and having your picture taken, between the various forms of, there does not seem to be any, you know, yelling about cultural appropriation. Is there?
You know, there really is. It's a complex subject, but there is some situations today where I have seen a lot of people that are excited about American Mahjong and the cool tiles and all the accessories you can get, and they really don't understand that the roots of American Mahjong come from Chinese Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's partially a side effect of just how quickly the trend has picked up recently. And while I don't think that Mahjong itself is a trend, I think that people have been playing it long before now, and they will continue playing it long after. There are absolutely going to be businesses and people that are just here for the trend, and that
sure.
is where we're seeing some lack of acknowledgement on that part.
Sure.
But absolutely, there are actually over 40 different versions of Mahjong, including American, but it all started out with Chinese Mahjong, and that is really where all of it stems from.
Wow. And you give you give due to the creators of Mahjong. And there's nothing, you know, to sort of, you know, somebody invented poker, and I don't think they had in mind Texas Hold'em when they did that. Are you good? Are you a good Mahjong player, Alyssa Gross?
Well, I did win a game today when we were playing, but I will say I play a lot, or I have played a lot. However, I play a lot with beginners because I teach a lot.
Yeah.
And so that might limit my ability to win a championship anytime soon. But I do have a lot of rounds in me. I have played a lot of rounds of Mahjong.
And you're still, I mean, it seems to me, and again, I'm an idiot when it comes to these kinds of diversions, it's a communal kind of thing too. There's something, I think conflict takes a sort of back seat to the communal nature, the pleasant communal nature of the thing, or am I being too philosophical about this?
No, I think there's absolutely a sense of that. You know, one of the key draws I think people have to Mahjong is the tactile sensation of the tiles. You know, it's a tile-based game, not a card-based game. There's a certain kind of enjoyment you get from the sound of the tiles. And that has always been also the part that people attribute to the community you feel around Mahjong, because in between rounds, you don't do a quick shuffling of cards. You have to take the time to shuffle the tiles, and it involves mixing the tiles around, and all four people at the table participate in that. And that's really an opportunity where you can pause and catch up and chat with people. And so it really does become an opportunity to, whether it is build new connections or spend time with existing friends, it's really a great way to build time with people that you don't actually often take time to set aside. And so the groups that we have come together at our events and our leagues and our meetups are people that maybe met through Mahjong but have become friends outside of it too. And that's one of my favorite things I've seen through this whole endeavor.
Well, that's great. One of the other reasons I'm quite taken with your book is it's got everything in here. It's got these fabulous, and I'm not a cook or make snacks or anything, but they have these fabulous Mahjong mixed snack and a Joker's Wild snack and a day of hosting tools. Did when you came up with the notion of this book, it just seems so it couldn't have been hatched with the thoroughness that it is. Is it? I mean, my guess is that you came up with the idea, God, I should write a book about Mahjong, and then it got more involved as you dove into the project? Or did you conceive of it
as... I've got to say, it's a very interesting story, actually. A couple of years ago, I got a private message on Instagram, on the Mahjong Society's Instagram account, from a publisher their offices are in New York and London, saying that they're starting to see Mahjong pick up, and they liked my Instagram account and wanted to know if I would write a book for them. And when I talked to them, I said, you know, I would never really recommend that someone totally learns Mahjong from reading a book. I think it's a fairly complicated game. I think that would be a really difficult experience. So if I were to write a book, I would want to make it about the whole nature of the game, the cultural side, the social side, the community side. And so that's really what I pushed for when writing this book, is that it has a lot of different aspects. Of course, we outline how to play the game, but it includes a lot of other aspects as well to really encourage people to go out and keep their own in-person experiences.
Wow. When was the book published formally?
It was actually published at the end of October, so it's still pretty new.
Wow. And it must be, I have to believe, optimist that I am, it's selling like crazy, is it not?
It has done very well. We're already in our fourth printing,
Wow. And
it's being published worldwide. It's actually at stores like Anthropology and Barnes & Noble, and I did just learn that CVS is building a book part of their store, and they are going to be picking the book up for that as well.
Yeah, congratulations to you. Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you. It's been very, very exciting.
Well, and very, very busy, and you can be very, very proud, because you didn't sit down one day and said, God, I wonder what game I can develop and make me a lot of money or make me famous. This is a manifestation of your found passion during, maybe with, you know, a grandmother or aunt whispering in your ear. There's something really genuine about the way this is happening, I feel.
Well, you know, the whole reason the business started is, I mentioned that I started playing in Dallas. I was living in Dallas up until the end of 2022 when I moved to Chicago, and I posted in a Facebook group. I was moving to the city. I knew a few people, but not a lot. And I said, hey, does anyone know of a Mahjong group I could join? And I had dozens of people reply and say, I don't know how to play, but I'd love to learn.
Wow.
So I started showing up at coffee shops, and I said, okay, I'll be at this place on Wednesday at 6:30, and I will teach you. And that happened for a few months. I started building this community of people who became my first friends in Chicago, and they're still my friends today. Before long, people were looking to hire me to come to their houses, and so I started offering that service, and then I decided to start hosting events with local businesses. And so it really started as a way to meet people and make friends. And honestly, I think you can almost point every single one of my friends in Chicago today, 3 years later, back to Mahjong in some way.
That is fantastic. You obviously, for reasons I would think beyond Mahjong, have fallen in love with Chicago, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I do not see myself moving. I love Chicago.
Are you Texas born and raised?
I am. This is my first time living outside of Texas, but I love it. As crazy as it sounds, I love the cold weather. Texas was way too hot for me. Although I will say, at this point in the year, I am craving it to warm up a little bit.
What are your ambitions, Alyssa? I'm not trying to force you into talking about, you know, having, you know, Mahjong institutions in every state, but you have to be very, very, very proud of following, just in following your instincts and passion. You've made basically made a new career. I'm not trying to get you fired from your regular job, but you have a new career here, and that's got to be very, I think that's just got to be very empowering. Is it? Do you feel empowered?
It really is. Sometimes I take a step back and I'm just shocked at what it's become and really proud of it. It did take me a while to finally acknowledge that this was a full business and it wasn't still a hobby. But I did acknowledge that. And, you know, I see a lot of opportunity for there to be growth in this area. Like I mentioned earlier, talking about people's yearn to connect offline and in separate spaces, I think there's more opportunity to build those spaces, those venues, those opportunities, whether that's brick and mortar or more traveling opportunities or even retreat type things. I think there's so much more that can be done, and I'm excited to see what we're going to build next.
Well, and I'm also intrigued by the mention that you made some time ago about the Jewish community when it was Mahjong crazy. It was Mahjong crazy because it was raising money for good causes, and that charitable aspect of it. I'm sure that some idiots are playing pickleball and trying to raise money. I'm not a pickleball fan, if you can't tell, that trying to raise money that way. But this seems like such a more honest kind of way to do that. Alyssa, I really look forward. We'll talk tomorrow, and I'll take a look at the pictures. And ladies and gentlemen, you can begin to read my story about Alyssa Gross and Mahjong in the Tribune when it goes online Wednesday, and it will be in the newspaper, the way I like to see things, ink on paper, next Sunday. But otherwise, go to the Mahjong Society. There are other Mahjong organizations around, but if you've just been listening to Alyssa, she seems not only passionate but honest about the whole phenomenon, is what I'm calling it. Alyssa, it's a pleasure to meet you in this icy way. I look forward to meeting you in person, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thanks for giving me the chance to talk about Mahjong with you.